Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I'm
going to
Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland.
Well, Paul Simon there, who was very clear about where he was going, and we learned today that Elvis Presley's home, Graceland, will not be hitting the auction block today after a judge in Tennessee temporarily halted a foreclosure sale. Presley's granddaughter, the actress Riley Keough, had filed a lawsuit seeking to block the sale of the sprawling estate in Memphis. Well, Sean Mandel is an LA-based reporter, and he joins me on the line for more on this. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So can you just give us the background firstly here? Why exactly was Graceland going to be sold?
Graceland was going to be sold because there was an accusation from a private investment company that said Lisa Marie Presley, while she was still alive, took out a $3.8 million loan, which she used Graceland as a collateral asset to secure. And allegedly, according to this group of private investors and equity, said that she had actually provided the deed, the title to the estate, again, to secure that $3.8 million loan. As a result of Ms. Presley passing away and now the estate coming into the hands of her daughter, Elvis's granddaughter, Riley Keough, who is an actress, apparently this is coming from, again, this group of investors saying that the loan was not repaid in full. So therefore they can sell Graceland to make up for their losses, that they buy the agreement that they entered into with Lisa Marie Presley, now have possession of Graceland and can sell it. So they said, this was all, by the way, just coming ahead as of this month. Earlier in May is when they announced that there would be this public auction, although it was apparently as early as July that this group was communicating with Riley Keough and her attorneys, we have just found out through legal filings. And this auction was going to be happening today, it was going to be happening Thursday, and it was only a day before that Riley Keough and the Elvis estate, the Presley estate, were able to successfully get an injunction from a judge on the basis of potential fraud. Riley Keough is alleging that this group, group of investors who secured or who provided this loan, a very mysterious group, by the way, which, you know, we can get into because there's a lot of questions there. But Riley Keough has said that there were forged signatures put on these alleged loan documents and that her mother had never actually requested or secured a loan from this group, and that they are this company is trying to essentially steal Graceland out from under her.
And the judge agreed, at least for now. And you mentioned that very little is known about this group. So we don't know who they are. We don't know whether the loan exists, and we don't know if it was witnessed properly. And that came up in court.
That did come up in court because there was an affidavit presented by Riley Keough's legal team from the notary, who was allegedly, according to the team representing this company, claiming to own now the estate, the Graceland estate. This affidavit provided by the notary said that she did not actually notarize this loan document, that the investment group says that she did, which would at the very least raise questions as to the claims and assertions that this organization is making about their legal rights on the Elvis estate, when there are already questions about about the legal standing that they may have, especially when there seems to be evidence in Riley Keough's team's mind that there was forgery here.
Now, the reaction to all of this, because it was interesting that the judge said that this is a well-loved place in Tennessee, but also he believes that it's in the best interest of the public to slow down any change. And that view is reflected in the fan reaction to all of this.
Absolutely, because the Graceland has not changed hands since it became, you know, in over 40 years, since it became a place that was open to the public. You know, it is a really a place of pilgrimage, you know, for many Elvis fans, and also a major organization, a major draw for tourism in the area. So it is a historic monument in some sense. It is, of course, a private estate that was where Elvis Presley lived. But as the judge said, it is interwoven, intertwined in the history and the fabric of Memphis and what we think of as Memphis, Tennessee today. And Elvis fans were very precarious, viewed the situation as very precarious, and were very worried because it was unclear who Graceland would go to, if the auction was going to come to a head, if it was actually going to happen, especially because it was all happening very quickly. You know, that can also raise one's hackles in a situation like this, and certainly did Riley Keough's teams. But people were concerned because it could have been any person who had the right amount of money to come in and take Graceland and then do whatever they want with it. You know, it could be an eccentric billionaire. It could be, a Wynn Resorts. So you don't know.
All right. And there will be another court hearing on all of this. Sean, thank you very much for all of that. I want to bring in producer Brian Redden, friend of the show, who our listeners will be very familiar with. Because, Brian, we wanted to speak to you because I think it's fair to call you an Elvis super fan. I know you've been to Graceland very many times. Would you give people a sense of what it's like there?
Yeah, I'm glad this didn't go through. You know, it's because, you know, Graceland has always been owned by the Elvis, by the Presley family. You know, unlike a lot of the other stuff around Elvis, like Elvis Presley Enterprises is a corporation that owns everything else, his image, his costumes, his memorabilia. But the mansion itself has always been 100% owned by the family. So Elvis bought it back in 1957 when Graceland was essentially... He was getting a lot of fans in his home. He had another home in Memphis. A lot of fans were coming to see him. After 1956, his fame had exploded. People were hanging around outside his house. He needed a bigger place. So when he bought it, it was essentially a farm, a ranch in the country. So it's about 9 miles outside Memphis. It's about 4 miles from the Mississippi border. So it was essentially a rural area. It isn't anymore. Obviously, it's been built up a lot since he bought it. So he buys it in 1957. And I think why it's really important to fans like me, and I've been there several times. I filmed in it. I visited it as a tourist. But why it's really, really special, unlike other celebrity homes, like, I suppose, like Paisley Park with Prince or places like that, is that not only did Elvis live there, but Elvis worked there as well. Elvis's last two albums, you know, Live from Elvis Presley Boulevard and Moody Blue, were recorded in the den in Graceland. Elvis, you know, all of his photographs, all of his Christmas, you know, cards were taken, his photographs were taken outside Graceland. It was so much a part of his life. He bought it for his parents, really, in 1957 and ended up living there all of his life until he died in 77. But, of course, not only did he live there, not only did he record there, but he died there. And not only did he die there, but he's buried there. So when you go and visit that house, not only are you getting a sense of how Elvis lived, you're getting a sense of how he died, and you get to visit his grave. So it is a grave site as well. Mm-hmm. And he's buried there along with his parents and his grandmother and, unfortunately, his daughter and his grandson. So that's why I think it has a really, you know, soft place in the hearts of Elvis fans, because it is so much part of his life. And it has been kept in the family. As I say, when he died, it passed to his dad. And when he died, it went to Priscilla. And in 1982, Priscilla opened it to the public because, believe it or not, Graceland was costing about $500,000 a year to maintain. And in 1982, the revenue of Elvis's record sales had dwindled to the point that it looked like Priscilla was going to have to sell the place. So she opened it up to the public in 1982. And when Lisa Marie turned 25, it went into her hands. And then when she passed last year, it went into her daughter's hands. So it's always been part of the Elvis Presley family. So the worry about this, and it sounded very dubious when I first heard about it in the first place. I didn't think this was ever going to go through. But the worry was that finally Graceland would come out of the Presley family's hands. And as Sean already mentioned, who knows who could have got it? And even though it's a bit tacky, you know, when you go into it, there's, you know, there's carpet on the walls and there's a lot of leopard print and, you know, it's very much caught in a 70s time warp. It is kind of respectful because you're never allowed upstairs. So upstairs was the private domain of Elvis. That's where Elvis, you know, spent a lot of his last years, in his bedroom, and it's where he died. And the public are never allowed up there. So they do keep that for themselves. And often when Lisa Marie visited there and when Roddy Keough visited there, the family still stay there. In fact, Elvis's aunt, his Aunt May, lived in the estate upstairs until 1993, until she died. So even when tourists were traipsing through downstairs, Elvis's aunt was living upstairs at the time. So the worry was, if somebody else had got it outside the family, you know, who knows? They could have turned, you could have gone upstairs and gone in and gawked at the toilet that Elvis died on. So it would have become incredibly tacky and mawkish.
But Brian, my question is, like, if fans were still allowed to visit, would it matter who owned the estate?
I think so, because I think that there is still a lot of respect. The family have a lot of respect for the place, and it is done very respectfully. Like I say, not being allowed upstairs, not being allowed into his intimate, innermost circles. I think if somebody else owned that, they could not resist the temptation of opening up places like that. They literally would have let you upstairs, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that would have been kind of shameful and kind of a bit mawkish. And yeah, I think that was the big concern, you know? Like already, as I say, so much of Elvis's legacy is owned by a corporation, Elvis Presley Enterprises. And, you know, by and large, they're quite respectful. But still, at the same time, you know, as you know, you can buy everything from Elvis, tea cozies to pillowcases to, you know, it just goes on and on. But Graceland has remained a little bit pure, I think, you know, compared to all that kind of stuff. And I think had it fallen out of the family's hands, and again, it sounded very dubious. I mean, why Lisa Marie was in hock for $3.8 million when the Elvis Presley Enterprises turns over millions and millions every year, it does not sound plausible to me. But, you know, had it fallen into other hands, I think, you know, that kind of inner sanctum would have been exposed. And who knows what kind of unscrupulous people. And then, of course, there might have also been the possibility that some eccentric billionaire could have bought it and closed it to the public. So that would have been even worse. So we don't know what could have happened. So
I think in the
Presley family is a great thing. You know?
Okay, well, look, it's not over yet and it will return to court. So we'll keep an eye on it. But for now, Brian Redden and earlier Sean Mandel, thank you both.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.